Pan Shui's interview with the Singaporean Chinese news outlet on the sidelines of a skiing event in Shanghai seems impromptu. But it is here that China's best-known tennis star spoke publicly for the first time about her allegation of sexual assault against a former top Communist Party official.
我从未说过写过任何人性侵我，这点是要非常强调清楚的。然后关于微博，首先呢，是我个人隐私的问题，那已经有可能这个大家有很多的误解，所以呢，不存在任何就是说这种扭曲的解读。
Last month, Pan Shui's social media post shocked many in China and the tennis community. She said she was assaulted by former Vice Premier Zhang Gaoli and was forced into a relationship. Within 30 minutes, the post was removed. Pan wasn't seen in public for 3 weeks and called crew for proof of her safety. Videos like these soon started emerging on social media. In Sunday's video, Pan says she's always been free. The Women's Tennis Association has suspended tournaments in China because of concerns over Beijing's censorship of Pan and her well-being. In reaction to Sunday's interview, the WTA says the video is not enough to address their concerns about her safety. The controversy comes just 2 months before China welcomes visitors for the Beijing Winter Olympics. When asked if Pan plans to travel abroad, she had this to say. Despite Pang's reappearance and apparent reassurances, they're unlikely to silence the widespread calls for an end to Beijing's censorship both at home and abroad. Priyanka Gupta, Al Jazeera.